Which sort is the things you can make with meat in the hog's head?
We call it pressed meat or silenced meat, or old term is hog head cheese.
Have you ever heard of making anything from cooking and grinding a hog liver?
Yes, liver loaf.
Anybody around here ever made anything with the hog's blood? Did you know? Blood pudding? You ever heard of it?
Seems to me I heard somebody said mission or something. I don't know, but I've never eaten any. It just seems to me I've heard of that somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Not
to that. No, it
is. Not the sort of thing to talk about anything. Okay. Have you ever heard of a dish called scrapple?
Scrapple?
Take the juice from the head cheese and mix it with cornmeal and pork fried. What about thick sour milk that you might keep around the kitchen? Why don't you call that?
Clabbered milk.
Do you use that in preparing other dishes? Or
if you're making bread, you can. Cornbread. Right. And, of course, some people use it for making cakes, a clabbered milk and a cake.
What about this stuff, this white curdled sort of stuff that people eat when they're going on a diet?
Oh, that's cottage cheese?
Yeah. Is that made from flour? Yeah, is there any relationship?
It is, yes, it is made from flour, yes. Yogurt is also made from, not necessarily flour milk, but yogurt is made from their products too.
Okay. What would you say that you do to milk after cows get milked? What would a person do to it to get some of the impurities out?
Strain it.
In other words, if you're going to use the word milk, you would say you're going to...
Strain the milk.
Sure, okay. And this is a dessert that's baked in a deep dish out of slices of fruit, maybe apples or peaches, as a crust on the top of the bottom. What would you call that?
A dessert that is baked out of fruit. You have a crust, you said?
Sure. Made of apples or peaches or blackberries.
Are you thinking in terms of cobbler?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
Apple pie.
So if somebody has a very good appetite, you might say about it, well, so and so really likes to put away his
food.
Okay. You ever hear vittles anymore?
I've heard of the term, yes.
You still there?
Only from some elder person or old person. I never hear it from anybody my age or older. Even my mother doesn't use the term.
Okay. Are you familiar with any type of sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding, you know, to enhance the taste? It might be made of old milk and cream or nutmeg, something like that. Sweet liquid.
A sweet liquid. Sauce?
Okay. And this expression, if you eat something between meals, you say you're having a
snack.
And the verb eat, you say at 8 o'clock this morning,
I ate breakfast.
I've already
eaten.
I like to eat breakfast a lot. Okay. A hot liquid that people drink for breakfast.
Coffee.
Sure. And how would you say, if you wanted to prepare some coffee, you might say, well, I think I'll go in the kitchen and do what?
Make some coffee.
Okay. And if you're thirsty but you don't want a coke or anything like that, you might just go in the kitchen and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And if you drop the glass, it's going to
break.
You dropped it and it
broke. Broken.
Okay.
Several glasses.
And the word drink, you say, I got real thirsty and I a glass of water.